cutters hair off at all. V'yeinu mei v'korban tuma. And if you touch a mace, you become tamei, you don't have to bring a korban tuma. So Gemara's medayik, it's mashma from the Mishnah, korban tuma hu deloy maisi. That if a nazir shimshin, he doesn't have to bring a korban tuma. Avon nazirus chalalei, but mashma is called a nazir, that is not allowed to touch a mace. Lechatchila, even shimshin was not allowed to touch a mace. So Gemara asks, Mani mas nisin, if so, who does our Mishnah go like? Lechura loy Rabbi Yehuda, for loy Rabbi Shimon? Our Mishnah, if you tell me that a Kabbalah of a Nazira Shimshin, Dalach Riz, you're not allowed to touch a mace, that's not like a view, not like a Shimon. Tatanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Nazir Shimshin Mutil Tamil Mason. Whoever accepts upon himself to be a Nazir like Shimshin, he has no Yisil Mason. He's allowed to touch a mace. Shekein Matsinu B'Shimshin Shenitma. Like we'll see later in the Gemara, brings down the Psukim, that Shimshin himself killed people and touched the Mason. Since so, you see that Shimshin himself was allowed to touch a mace. So if you mekabel upon yourself to be a nazir like Shimshin, you have no issa of the coming tummy. That's the Yudishita. So even lechatchila, you're allowed to touch a mace. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon says like this, Oimer nazir Shimshin, l'yom aklum, he argues on the whole thing. If somebody says, I want to become a nazir like Shimshin was, there's no din. You don't become a nazir at all. We never found anywhere that Shimshin himself accepted upon himself to become a Nazir. The Malach told his parents before he was born that he's supposed to be a Nazir. He was like a Nazir in Ashamayim without a Kabbalah Nazirus. So Shimshin never accepted upon himself, never had a Yetzias Dibur to become a Nazir. So therefore it's called like a Dover Asur, not a Dover Anadur. So we cannot make ourselves now to become a nazir like Shimshin. Like Taisus said, the second Taisus, Kleimar, loy nazir ben nazir. Shimshin was never mekabel upon himself nazirus. Elami beten imay hoya nader ben nazir. Memela, when he was born with the din nazirus on him. And v'yanan bidon sheyada b'davar nazir. We have the Gemara in the Dorim. We want to make hatfosa this like this. It has to be from something that became asur through a neder. Or through a Dibur. K'may hareni kazesh anadir b'nazir. But over here, since Shimshin himself, there was no Kabbalah Naziris by himself, we can't become a Nazir like Shimshin. So that's from Shimon Shita. So who our Mishnah mani? Who does our Mishnah go like? E Rebbe Yehuda, ha'amar afil l'katchila. Rebbe Yehuda says, true, you could be in the Kabbalah to become a Nazir like Shimshin, but the halacha is, you're allowed to touch a mace l'katchila. There's no issa not to touch mason. Or Masnisin Katoni, and our Mishnah's Mashma, im Nitma, that if a Nazir Shimshin touches a mace, he doesn't have to bring the Korban Tumah. But Mashma, only if he did it, he doesn't have to bring the Korban. But Mashma Lechatchila, though, if he would ask us, we would tell him he's not allowed to do it. So, of course, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says we're allowed to tell him Lechatchila to go and be Matamal Mason. Eli Rabbi Shimon, if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Ba'oma Lechala Lenazirus Klal? Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no such Nazirus altogether. A person now cannot accept upon himself to be a Nazir like Shimshin was. Because Shimshin's Nazirus was not a Dover Anadur. He did not accept it upon himself with a Dibur, but rather was like Minas Shemayim, the Malach told his parents, when you have a son, he should be a Nazir Hashem. So who does our Mishnah go like? So Gemara says, really, I'll tell you, Liyardam Rabbi Yehudahi. Really, our Mishnah true goes like Rabbi Yehudah Shita. And therefore, you could accept upon yourself to be a Nazir Shimshin. Aye, then the question is, lechatchila, you should be allowed to touch mesim? Einachanami. Really, that's what our Mishnah holds also. But just, the idea diktoni gabe nazir olam. Since our Mishnah says that a person that accepts upon himself a regular nazirus forever, there the loch is the nitma, and it becomes tomei, he has to bring a korban tuma. So now, toni nami gabe nazir shimshin, the nitma, that you don't have to bring a korban tuma. That's why the Mishnah says Aloshin, just that if you become Tamei, you don't have to bring a Korban. But it doesn't mean that Lechadchila you're not allowed to. No. Lechadchila Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Matamal Mason. So the kids, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you could be Mekabel upon yourself to be a Nazir Shimshon. And when you are a Nazir Shimshon, you have no Issa of Tuma. You're allowed to become Tamei. The Mor says now, Lame of a Pluk to Dani Tanoi. What's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon if a person now can accept upon himself to be like a Nazir Shimshon? What's the machlokes Tolian? Let's say it's all the machlokes Tani Tanoi. Kemiflugi. We have a machlokes by Bechor. The Tanan, we learned like this. Hareya like a Bechor. If somebody says this piece of bread should be yosef to me like a Bechor, like an animal that's a Bechor, which has Kedusha. We know the firstborn animal you have has Kedusha's Bechor on it. That calls the man a tam, with man the base midrash, you have to bring it for korban. Later, when it becomes a balmum, then the kohen is allowed to eat it. But it has kedusha. So let's say somebody says, this piece of bread that I have, I want it to become asar like a bechor. So we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov says yes, the piece of bread becomes asar. But Rabbi Yossi mat, Rabbi Yossi says no, it's mutter. And the swar of Rabbi Yossi was, that Rabbi Yossi holds that a nedir was only in the dover hanodr. You could say this piece of bread should become asa like a korban, because the korban only became asa because you made it hegdish. Mashenkein, the bechor, becomes hegdish by itself. When an animal is born, that your animal has its first child, the first bechor, that has kedusha by itself. Even though we don't call it a bechor, me'elav it's kedush. That's like a dover asur. It's also has kedushas bechor by itself. So therefore, we say a piece of bread should be like a bechor, it doesn't become also, there's no din neder. So my love, isn't it, Rabbi Yehuda saw the law of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yaakov. The Omar that Rabbi Yaakov holds, loidin and dover and nidr. You don't have to say something should be also like the other thing that was nidr. No, even if it's also by itself, you could say your piece of bread should be also to you like a bechor. Even though a bechor, an animal, is not kaddish because you made it kaddish, it's kaddish by itself. So you see, you can make nedarim even in the dover asur. So the same thing you could accept upon yourself. You could say you want to have the same type of nazirus that Shimshon had, even though Shimshon's nazirus was not because he accepted upon himself. It wasn't the dover anidur. It was a dover asur. So what? You could be matzvish. You can make yourself asur like a dover asur also. That's Rabbi Yaakov Shita. So our Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yaakov. For Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon that says no, if a person accepts upon himself to be like a Nazir Shimshon, nothing doing, you don't become a Nazir. You know why? Because I'll tell you, Savalok Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Yomar that he holds, being a Dovra Nidr. That if you have to make a Nidr with something that was already Yossa because of a Dibur. So therefore, if you say your piece of bread should be Yossa to you, like a Bechor, nothing doing, it doesn't become also. Because the Bechor is not also because of your Dibur. So the same thing, if somebody says, I want to be like a Nazir Shimshon, you're not saying anything. Because since Shimshon himself was not also because of his own Dibur, you can't become also. So maybe that's the Machloikis from Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Somewhere else says, Loit, no, that's not the Machloikis. I'll tell you really the Kuli Yalma, Bin and Dover and Nidr. That's not even the Machloikis from Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi. I'll tell you really everybody agrees to the Yisoid by Nedarim, that you can only make a Nissa Neder from something that was Ndovra Nidr. It was also ready. But I tell you, Vishani Gabi Bechor, by Bechor it's different. The Yisiv Bei Lashem, there's an extra postage of Bechor that says in the word Lashem, L'Rabbis that's a Bechor, by the Pasha of Nedarim, it says an extra word, Lashem. The Siv Lashem, Ish Ki Yidur Neder Lashem, it says. A person makes a Neder Lashem, L'Rabbis as a Bechor, to include even a Bechor. So if even though usually you need Nedarim to be told in something that's also because of your Dibur, Bechor is different. We'll soon see why. So that's why Rabbi Yaakov says you can make an Issa Neder in the Bechor. Rabbi Yossi, Yomlach, Rabbi Yossi says back no. Hu Lashem, you know what a person says Lashem? Mi Boile L'Rabbis Chates V'Yoshem. To say you can make katzfos, you can make a nissa neder with a korban chatas from a korban oshim. Now Tosis speaks out, because I would have thought to say maybe you could only do it from an oil and ishlamim. That's a dover hanodov, a nedova. So I could say my bread should be yosef to me like a korban nedova. But maybe not like a korban choiv of a chatas and an oshim. That's what the pasuk says, ish ki yidu neder lashem, even if you say your bread should be yosef like a korban chatas, like a korban oshim, it becomes also. But if you say it should be like a korban bechor, then no, Because Bechor is not Kaddish because of your pair, but automatically when it's born, a Bechor that's born a Bechor has Kedusha by itself. Now the Gemara explains, Omar Roy is the Rabbis Chatas V'yoshem Loisi as a Bechor. What's the Pshatak in Rav Yosi? Why do we say you can make a Neder in a Korban Chatas and not in a Bechor? So I saw Poshit. Mar Bani Chatas V'yoshem Shekein Matfisim B'Neder. Because how did you make this animal a Korban Chatas or a Korban Oshem? Only because you are matfisit b'neder. You ought to speak out with your mouth and say to this animal, Harezu chatis, Harezu oshem. So since the Kedusha came because of your dibur, now you could take your piece of bread and say, your piece of bread should be also to me, like the chatis, like the oshem. Mashen came, but, umoytia niyasa b'chor, but you can't say your bread should be also to you, like a korban b'chor. Because the Bechor, Shein Matfisim B'Nodar. Because how does the Bechor become Kaddish? By itself. The fact it's born, the first one to be born, has Kedushas Bechor. So therefore it's not called a Dovra Nodar, that's Rabbi Yosi Svar. That's very good. Now, Rabbi Yaakov, what's the Pshat Rabbi Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov Omeloch, Bechor Nami Matfisa B'Nodaru. A Bechor is also considered that it has its Kedusha through a Diba, through a Nedar. Why? The Tanya would learn like this. Shall base Rabbeinu Amru, they said over there, that minayin lenoilad loy b'chor. Potoch edroi, how do we know if you own a lot of animals? And the animals give birth now. That's the first one that's born, the b'chor, the first animal that's born. How do we know, shemitzvah of lakdishoid, that there's a mitzvah for the owner to take it and say, harezu kedushas b'chor? Even though it's chal by itself, there's still a mitzvah l'chatchila for you to go and be matzishit. How do we know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, he's zocher taktish. The matzish, taktish, you're supposed to be matzishit. So therefore, since there's a mitzvah l'chatchila for the owner to say, I want my bechor to be kaddish, a kedushas bechor is also called a davra nadu. Or at least, that's what the pasuk of Lashem comes to include. Rabbi Yosi, Yomloch, Rabbi Yosi says back, no, Nehi the mitzvah like Dishai. True, there's a mitzvah to do it. But Eloi Maktish lay. Let's say the owner did not do this. The owner did not say Harezu, Kedushas Bechor. Miloi Kodesh? Isn't the Kodesh by itself? In other words, the fact it came out of the mother's stomach first, that alone gives the Kedushas Bechor. So that's Rabbi Yosi's Svaram, that Kedushas Bechor is not called Dover Hanodur, it's something that's also by itself. Therefore, you can't be matzvus in it. So that's the machlokes by Bechor between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yaakov. Now, Gabe Nozir, what's our machlokes? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Could a person make himself like a Nozir? Shimshin, Hatayoso Nami. It's the same machlokes, Kosok Siv Lashem. It says in the Pasha by Nazirus Lashem also it says. So Melo, what's Pshat in Rabbi Shimon? Why does it say he can't become a Nozir? The Chura, it says Lashem, it should be Nizgal or even Nazir Shimshon also. Sumara says no. Hahumi boil Likratanya. We need this for this reason. That Omar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said over that Miyomai in my lifetime, Lo Yechalti Oshem Nazir Tomei. I never ate from a Korban, he was a Kayin, and he never ate from a Korban Oshem that a Nazir Tomei brings. Chutz Meyod Mechad, excluding one person. Shebo Alay Min Adorim, he came from the south. And the person was Yofei Naim V'Toyv Roya. He looked very handsome. He had nice eyes and a nice face. The Katzvoiso Sidurus Lototolim. And his hair was very curly, very nice. And he became a Nozir now. Now you know if you become a Nozir, the Lachar is that after 30 days, you have to cut off all your hair. So Amati Loim Shimon asked this person, Bini, Maroyis L'Shacha Shah Nozir, what made you become a Nozir that you're going to have to destroy your beautiful hair? Omali, he said to him like this, Royu Hayisili Yabi Biri. I was a shepherd for my father's animals in my city. V'yalachti lishov mayim in amayim. And I went down to the well to fetch the water. V'nistakalti bevua shali. And I looked and saw my reflection in the water. I saw myself there. O pachas yitzrilin. I got a big yetzara because of that. O bikish letadunim in oilam. Like the Yetzirah told him, you look so handsome, Estama, go to Zainos, go have a good time. That's what the Yetzirah told him, or at least he made him a Balgaivinik, saying, you look so beautiful, go be a Balgaivinik. So Amarti Loi, so I told myself back, Reka, I said back to myself, empty head.
Why do you think so great upon yourself that this world doesn't belong to you? Like I know eventually I'm going to die and I go back to the earth and my body will rot away again. What, the worms? So why should I be a bagayv and think so great upon myself now? So what did this person do? He saw that the Eitzar was still bothering him. He decided, I'll make a mitzvah now to become a nazir, that I'll have to cut off my hair so I won't have any more taiva. So when Reb Shimon heard this, he went and he kissed him on his head. And he said to him, people like you, it's very good for people like you to become a nazir. In other words, other people should become a nazir. Only people like you. Why? Because on people like you, the Pasuk says, Ish kiyafli lindor neder, nozir lahazir l'Hashem. That when you become a nozir, it says in the Pasuk l'Hashem, that you have to do it l'Hashem Shemayim. In other words, your reason to become a nozir should be a good reason l'Hashem Shemayim, like this person over here. So the kid said, that's what Rabbi Shimon does with the Pasuk of l'Hashem. Even though it says by nozir, nozir lahazir l'Hashem, it does not come to include a nozir shimshin, but rather it just comes to include that when you become a nazir, you should do it l'shem shemayim. But vice versa, Rabbi Yehuda Dashens know that since the Pasuk says l'shem, it comes to include that a person could accept upon himself to be a nazir like Shimshin. So that's the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. How do we dashen this word l'shem by nazirus? Now the Gemara says, the Shimshin lav nazir hevi, you want to tell me now that Shimshin himself did not accept it, was not a real nazir according to Rabbi Shimon. I will accept, the Pasuk says, ki nazir alakim yi anar min abeten. That the Pasuk says that your son should be a nazir from when he's born. So Chura, that was a Kabbalah's nazirus. So Gemara says, no. I tell you, hosam malach hudukomer. There was only the malach that told his parents that when you have a son now, you should know he should be a nazir. But after Shimshin was born, there was no Kabbalah Nazirus. Nobody ever spoke out to say, Hare El Elias Nazir. And that text says, Hosa Malachu Dekamalei, Benavua. The Malach told them over in Navua that your son should be a Nazir. But Vla Yotza Nazirus Leimi Pi Aviv, Leimi Pi Shimshin. Shimshin's father and Shimshin himself never accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. So therefore his dinim was special halachas. Like we'll soon see, that's why he was allowed to be Matamala Mason. So therefore that's how Machlokes, if his man is there now, somebody says, I want to be like Nazir Shimshin, do we have the extra Pasuk L'Hashem to be married, but that's also good? And if Shimon says no, the word L'Hashem goes to include that you have to be a Nazir L'Hashem Shemayim, but to become a Nazir like Shimshin, nothing doing, that you can't do. Freddy Gemara now, Uminolon Diyitma L'Mason. So the same before now, Mishnah says, that the Nazirus of Shimshin, you were able to matamala Mason. How do we know it? How do we know that Shimshin himself touched Mason? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Midasir, the Pasuk says, Bilechi hachamari kesi elefish. That Shimshin says, with the jawbone of a donkey, he killed 1,000 people. So, of course, Mashmi killed people and must have touched them also. The Mirasa Kasha know, Dilma guru yagaribu, Vulainagibu. Maybe just took the jawbone and he smacked them in the face and killed them. But he never touched them when they were mace. Maybe he never touched them. Or like Tosfos says, Kiru Yigarmi's Lashin Chitzum Klaima, Marcha Gzerik Bem Hargum. Better still, he took the jawbone and he slinged it and threw it at them and it killed 1,000 people. But maybe for this Pasuk, you have Naraya Shimshin himself touched the mason. Fred Gemara Elam Yach from another Pasuk. It says, when Shimshin fought the Plishtim, it says, Vayach Mayhem Shleshimish. He hit 30 men, and he took off their suits. That was the fact they promised them to give them 30 suits. So he did was he killed 30 plishtim and took off their suits to give back the 30 suits. So Chura, what he did was first he killed them and then he took the suit off the man. So Chura, he had to touch the mace to get the suit off him. For the Gemara, maybe know Dilma Ashalchino Bereisha. Maybe first he took off the suits. For he heard the Katlino, then he killed them. And had he killed them, maybe again was he threw something at them, maybe he didn't touch them though. Fred the Gemara, no, the Pasuk says clearly, Vayach, first he hit them, Vayikach Siv, then he took off the suits. Mashmi, after he killed them, then he took off the suits. So you see, his Nazirus allowed him to touch a mace. So the Gemara again now, V'dilma geistes in shavinu. Maybe first he took them and hit them, and Imamish made them like a geistes. No, they're about to die. But the second before they died, he took off their suit, and maybe then they died. So again, you have no proof here that Shimshon touched them when they were dead. This is Allah al-Mashim Sinai. This is what we learned. There's a Kabbalah like that. That Lamaisa Shimshon did touch the Mesim here. The Kabbalah was, that's Pshat the Pasuk. That Shimshon first killed them, and then he took off their suits. So you see that Shimshon was allowed to touch Mesim. That's the Raya, this Nazirus of Shimshon, you're allowed to touch Mesim. It's a new type of Nazirus. Now, V'Nazir Olam Echiksiv. How will this master to say such a thing as a Nazirus Olam? And also to tell me that you're allowed to take a haircut. That Taisa says, Kloimar, Shemutu Lahokel. How do we know that if someone accepts upon himself to be a Nazir the rest of his life, like our Mishnah says, he has a right to take a haircut whenever his hair gets too long? How do you know that? The Chur, if he became a Nazir the rest of his life, maybe just like he can't drink wine the rest of his life, he can't touch Mason the rest of his life, maybe he can't take a haircut either the rest of his life. How do you know to say that a Nazir Olam could take a haircut? At least could cut his hair off. So my answer is, the Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yaim, Rabbi says, Avshalom, the son of Avshalom, was Nazir Olam Hoya. He was a Nazir Olam. Shinam the Pasuk says, Vayim Nikaitzam Boyim Shon, at the end of 40 years, Vayim Avshalom Al HaMelech, Avshalom Sam set the shoal. That El Chanol, let me go, V'yashalom Es Nadore, let me pay back my kabonis. Asher Nadati L'Hashem B'Chevron, that I promised myself to bring kabonis in Chevron. So Taisus says, the bottom Taisus, V'stam Neder Mashmela Nezirus. Stam Neder means he's Mekab upon himself Nezirus. V'yoid, Achar, Shlohoye Megaleach Elam Yomim. He only cut his hair off from time to time. Mashmela Shichbet Olav Saroy, Mekab Nezirus Nader. So we see about Shalom, he only took a haircut once, and we'll soon see how often, but only when the hair became very heavy. Why? Because he was a Nazir. So you see, Avshalom was come upon himself to be a Nazir Olam. Now, Umegaleach Echod Shnei Masa Chodesh. That's what one time holds. That he had a right to take a haircut once a year. Once in 12 months, you could take a haircut. Shinemah, the Apostle says here by Avshalom, that Miketz Yomim Liyomim, from the end of year to year,